Morning, Nick Aiton here. This is another quick update on quantum computing. As many people ask me, what is it? What's all the fuss about? And so on. So here's some continuation of our thoughts, following on from the last. So, quantum computer. Well, if you go onto Google and you search quantum computing, you're more likely to see a picture of these gold-looking alien machines with lots of valves and tubes hanging from the ceiling. And you know, that manifests itself as an image that people think, quantum computer, but it doesn't look like a computer, does it? And what you're seeing there is a quantum computing approach called superconductors. And in a sense, there's lots of different types of quantum computing. And the reason for that is that each type of quantum computer is trying to generate and control these subatomic particles that unlock this potential, this brute force computing. So the ones you see from IBM and the ones you see from Google, of course, and they're amazing looking machines, and they're quite you know, cool in a sense. And what you're seeing is these machines with their casing off, because these superconducting approaches to quantum computing need to use very, very, very cold temperatures. And all of that plumbing, in a sense, is part of keeping it cool and getting down to deep space temperatures, which is, you know, minus 400 degrees. It's really, really cold. And the reason they do that, of course, is that they can, the effect of cold slows down these subatomic particles, and they can start doing things with them. They can start controlling them to the point where they can start unleashing their potential. So, really cool stuff. Quantum computing is where the fun and the action is right now. More to come. Talk to you soon. Bye.